With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. At this hour, the Hill Fire burning east of Santa Margarita in San Luis Obispo County is 45% contained. Since the fire started Monday afternoon around 3:30 p.m., it has burned approximately 1,500 acres and at least one home in a rural area of the county. This morning, KCBX's Megan Shellong visited the Hill Fire Evacuation Center set up by the American Red Cross. There she met resident Marie Bird, who was forced to evacuate the home she shares with her husband, a Cal Poly professor.
Actually, my husband and I were coming back from a doctor appointment in Arroyo Grande, and we noticed the smoke. That was about 4 o'clock, and we could tell in San Luis that it was where we live and around Pozo. We live on Horseshoe Canyon, and we did get home, and it was firing some big flames.
The Birds have 5 horses, 4 dogs, and a cat. All were successfully moved out.
Jamie Nolan, the head of animal science, she came with a 6-horse Cal Poly trailer and got my horses out, which was so nice because I didn't have to worry about that part. So once the horses are out, I was so grateful, and I could just have to worry about the dogs and the cat. We just watched the flames, and I think about 8 o'clock we loaded up and we came down here.
Before evacuating, the Birds hiked up to the top of a nearby ridgeline and witnessed the house of one of their neighbors go up in flames.
And then something behind it, whether it was a big barn or something big was burning. And then you've always heard these big booms, like propane tanks or something was, you know, every once in a while you'd hear a big old kaboosh.
Cindy Osgood is with the American Red Cross and is serving as manager of the Hill Fire Evacuation Center in Santa Margarita. She says so far about 20 evacuated residents have used the shelter's services. Among those services are breakfast, lunch, and dinner buffets, snacks, cots, blankets, and toiletries.
And we have crates for the animals, dog food, cat food, and bowls that Animal Services has provided us.
Osgood says the Red Cross never knows exactly how many people to expect.
Our function is to offer them shelter and food. Now, if they were evacuated and don't choose to stay here, have somewhere else to stay, or we're still here and they can come in and eat and then go and, you know, do what they're going to be doing. So it's hard for us to guess. Last night we had 20 extra folks show up, but they got their information all together and made a game plan and they left. But we're here for however many show up.
On Tuesday, CAL FIRE spokesperson Chris Elms visited the center to provide an update to evacuees and answer any questions. He says the cause of the fire has yet to be determined.
There was a vehicle fire in the area that is being considered as part of the investigation. At this point, though, the fire is still currently under investigation.
Elm says the Hill Fire marks the start of the fire season.
This is pretty much on par for the year at this point. We're starting to see more intense fires as the fuel moistures are dropping in the summertime. We always have that grass crop that came up with the rains this year that's just kind of the fuse that takes the fire from a grass fire into a heavy vegetation fire like we saw yesterday.
At this time, the evacuation order remains in place for the area of Huerrero Road to Highway 58, including Black Mountain Resort, Blue Ridge, and Shooting Star Roads, and Golden Pond and Random Canyon Ways. The Hill Fire Evacuation Center is located at Santa Margarita Elementary School on H Street. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Megan Shellong conducted the interviews.